When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast produced by a retarded person. Hopefully, if he remembers, on your screen right now, the man that you're looking at, change it, Poseidon, change the man that you're looking at, comedy legend, currently sick. That's why he's at home. He doesn't have the Rona. He's just regular sick. That still exists. Comedy legend, great singer, as we saw for the weekend, Mike Hallelujah Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our retarded friend over there is working for candy.
Yeah.
we pay him in candy.
Yeah, there we go. But you know what? It was a good thought, Poseidon. It was a good thought. Yeah. It was a good thought to bring the intro.
And we are live. I know on our Twitter it said that this was going to be like the premiere of on YouTube. But since I called you guys this morning, I was sure I had coronavirus. I'm not sure what I have. I think it's just a regular cold.
Yeah, those still exist.
Yeah, I have a cough. My
you know what you should do, Mike? This is I'm not a doctor, but I have played one on TV before. I suggest after the podcast, you get some quality sleep by using a Poly Sleep mattress. That's what I suggest. And if you were smart, Mike, you could get a discount on a new mattress if you use are their new promo code, which is BigDrink25. Do you know why? Because of us. They get 25%
off. 25%
off.
I should do that.
And all month, they're actually running a promotion to tell people to get better sleep by closing their phones like an hour before bedtime, only listening to this podcast, things of that nature.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
and
good.
You're saying that if I use promo code BigDrink25...
Yeah.
They're going to cure me of whatever I have.
Right, you know now. What? I'm going to go on a leap and say that. Yeah, because they have those antimicrobial mattresses that get rid of, those microbes.
I think that's what happened. I was just sleeping in fucking microbes.
You were sleeping in the wrong mattress, Mike, and you got sick.
Exactly. Fuck me for sleeping on a shitty old mattress.
So people were talking about you to me for 2 days now over your singing.
Yeah, because I was on, there's a show on the French CBC called En Direct de l'Univers. And they asked me to sing, and for Stéphane Fallu, who's a good friend, it was like all people came in and sang his favorite songs. And I said no, because I didn't want to be on TV, and I don't like singing in public. But then when I saw Fallu, he was like, I know they asked, and I know you said no. And he looked so sad. And I was like, oh, fuck, I felt bad for him. And then I looked through all of his favorite songs, and he had Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. That's a song I always sing when I'm drunk in karaoke. So it was super easy for me to sing.
I heard you sing it in karaoke in December in the North Shore Tour.
Yeah.
That night. So I knew it was going to go down well. I just didn't expect the feedback. I didn't expect people to go that crazy.
Yeah, people lost their shit. I was very, very pleasantly surprised.
Well, it's because now you've completed the trifecta. You spent 10 years fighting a kid in court that sang terribly, and now you've beat him at his own game. Now you could even sing. So you've taken everything away from him.
And when I was singing, Fallu was crying.
Yeah.
This was the first time I've made a grown man cry.
You see? You're evolving.
I usually only make little kids cry. I am becoming the me I was supposed to be.
Yo, there's something we didn't talk about. I heard that a man tattooed your name on his face.
Yeah, I saw that like 2 weeks ago. Someone sent me, there was a guy doing a Facebook Live, and he wrote, if I get 100 likes, I'll tattoo Mike Ward's name on my face, which isn't a lot of likes.
Not a lot of likes. Oh, you have it, Poseidon. Look at Poseidon. Look at that.
Yeah, this guy. He and then when I clicked on his profile, and he talked about me for a while. I don't even think he really likes me that much.
Oh shit! Why? What did he say?
No. Not that he hates me, but he's not like a crazy, like a diehard Mike Ward fan.
He's not even on the Patreon.
Like, yeah, he was just like, I kind of like his comedy, and we come from the same city. That's not a reason to get a fucking tattoo on your face.
Oh, fuck. I think he overcommitted.
Yeah. I think you know what it is? A couple of years ago, I had said on... I forget if I said that on Two Drink or on Suzy Kut, that if anyone... Because people were getting tattoos of my face on their bodies.
Okay.
And I said, if you come to any one of my shows, if you have a tattoo of me, I'll let you in for free. And if you have a tattoo of me or my name on your face, you get in with a friend, like you and a plus one.
So this guy's getting in for life.
Yeah, this guy's getting in for life.
I wonder if he knows about that special deal.
I don't know. You know how fucking creepy that'll be for a lady that bought a ticket and she's like in a nice theater and she's got that fucking meth head sitting next to her?
He's like, where's your tattoo?
Yeah.
Did you get in for free also?
I like that his priorities, he's got his priorities in order.
I want to get the sleeves done. You already know this, Mike and Poseidon. But now I've committed. I can only have one person do it. There's a guy that I found who's from Montreal. What's his name? Luca Lajoie, I think his name is. You ever seen this guy?
Yeah, show me his tattoos. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah, they look fucking photorealistic. It looks photorealistic. Yeah. So he's the only guy that I would let do sleeves. But I haven't committed yet to what I want. But I'm going to go to this guy.
Do you know if you're going to get like a comic, someone from your family?
I don't think I'm going to put like a human being. The closest I was put is maybe cartoon style, like maybe like a Big Boss or Solid Snake or something like that.
Okay. Or your dog. How about your dog?
People have told me to put my dog. Yeah, I've thought of putting my dog. But I hate putting people or if they're still alive, it feels weird. It's like it's like buying a tombstone and having it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I do it now and everybody's alive, I'm not going to put live people or dogs on me. But I'll put like things I like or characters. I just don't know what. I haven't committed.
But even characters, you don't want to be the guy that puts a character that doesn't age well. So you don't want to be the guy that got like the Tasmanian devil tattooed.
Why that didn't that age well? I mean, is Solid Snake gonna start fucking sexually harassing people? That would be kind of funny. as soon as I get a tattoo, Kojima's raping people.
Oh god.
Yeah, your favorite characters all get me tooed.
Oh, fuck. But the
way the world is going, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
What's the issue with the Tasmanian devil? you guys are laughing. I didn't even know there was an issue.
No, there's no issue. It's just whenever you see someone with the Tasmanian devil, you're like, there are so many better characters.
Oh, yeah.
It's an embarrassing character to have.
Okay. That's what you meant. I thought something happened. Yeah.
No, there's no like a Pepe Le Pew thing going on with them.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew got me too. We talked about that.
Pepe Le Pew got me too. I think didn't Speedy Gonzalez get canceled?
They tried, but a bunch of Mexicans came out and said, "No, this is bullshit. We like him."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because why? Like, that's only white ladies that probably got angry.
Yeah.
I'm sure no Mexican man was ever angry that a little. What was Pepe Le Pew? He was Speedy Gonzalez.
He was very fast.
He was a mouse, right?
Yeah, he was a fast mouse. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's way better than fucking Mickey with the high-pitched voice and the just...
You mean like a better mouse than Mickey?
Yeah, it's a better
mouse. Yeah, he's a better mouse than Mickey, yeah. Mickey's a bitch.
If Mickey and Minnie both speak to you and your eyes are closed, you don't know which is which.
Like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
He calls and he's talking to... Elaine calls one of their friends and to ask if she was hitting on Jerry, but she gets the husband and she doesn't know. Were you hitting on Jerry?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, what? It's like, oh, fuck, I told her husband that. She was hitting on you. Yeah, that's fucking good times. Yo, Pasizi.
Yo.
I don't want to forget, before we go any further, you said that you have important things to talk about. So before I cut you off like I did last week and we didn't get the face tattoo guy, I'm going to leave it to you. What important topic do we have to talk about that we can't pass up this week?
There was three things.
Okay, first that's not one topic, but I'll leave you. Okay.
Okay. There's a viral cheerleader chest touch video. It's turning into a March Madness controversy.
Chest touch, like
like she cheated in chess.
No. So there's a March Madness happening, which is a basketball thingamajig.
We know what March Madness is, dickhead.
Absolutely.
I didn't know. What, I did not know it was a thingamajig, though.
Yeah, that's the first I hear that it's part of the thingamajig.
I didn't know it was a basketball thing until today. I thought it was like a shopping shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Black Friday?
Yeah, or like
that's a long ass sale. Yeah.
It's
everything's on sale for a whole month.
I mean, you're kind of accurate. It's like a black month, really. It's yeah. Instead of Black Friday, it's Black March. In many ways.
kind of like because you know the businesses in March they're struggling a bit, you know.
Yeah.
So like, to revitalize.
We gotta revitalize these businesses.
They do like a March Madness.
You tried.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate you for it, but what
you
happened?
Almost had it right.
Yeah. It's logical still, though. Mm.
It's not illogical. Yeah. You've said some dumber shit. I think you're getting better.
Yeah.
The way you drew the lines makes sense a bit. Like a mad sale. There's madness in March. Yeah, everything's on sale.
Yeah.
So what really happened?
Sorry?
What really happened? You said there's something about the...
Yes. So this is what happened. So I'm going to play you guys the video. So they're accusing this basketball player, which I forgot his name.
Make it full screen. I don't care about his name. I don't know him. You could call him Steve. You could call him Willow. It will make zero difference to us.
Here.
So is this violent?
No.
Okay. All right. So he's bowing. Why do you have the volume on?
Fuck the music of this.
Yeah.
So apparently he touched the titty of this cheerleader.
Look, I didn't even notice.
This one.
Yeah,
which
I didn't
one?
Even. Bro, the first time I watched it, I didn't even notice as well. I feel like people are over exaggerating.
Oh, which one? Bro, which one?
Look, the blonde one?
Okay. From this freeze frame, it looks like he's doing it on purpose. It looks like he's kind of like,
Why does he look like he's doing it on purpose from a freeze? Not at all.
He wouldn't do it on purpose.
Not at all, dude.
100%. I agree. I think they're taking, he was like, because there was music and shit happening. There was the crowd was cheering, whatever, you know.
He followed the music.
Yeah, he followed the music.
The music told him to grab her titties. Yeah.
I didn't even notice a grab, and she didn't even react.
Yeah.
She didn't react.
Did he grab or just graze?
Apparently, he grazed her titty. And
there's
now,
a difference. There's a difference. There's a difference between grabbing and grazing.
Because grabbing is this, grazing is this.
Yeah.
I think they're over-exaggerating on the situation. This is the freeze frame they got. We don't even know if he's touching her titty in this picture.
They might be married. People don't know. They might be married.
People assume that a basketball player wouldn't go out with a cheerleader. But
racist bastards.
Oh, yeah, it's racist.
they think a black man can't marry a white woman. Yeah. You fucking racist.
But you saw his arms were out because he was bowing.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It was just...
He's a giant basketball player. His arms are like 9 feet long. It's surprising he only grabbed one pair of titties.
Yeah, he should have grabbed two. No, he wouldn't. It didn't look like it was... She didn't even move. So it must have been like such a light graze.
Yeah.
And it didn't even look like he noticed. Because we've all had that when you're walking and you hook someone's ass. You feel bad. You're like, oh, shit, sorry. But he was just, he didn't even notice.
Dude, one time at the Comedy Nest backstage, I almost smacked a female comedian's ass that was going on stage. Because it was, because I do, guys, you do it to guys.
Yeah.
And then Ash, it was just a reflex. Ash was going, I was like this, and I stopped. And I was like, whoa, she's already passed me. And I was like, wait, no. Because every guy that was going up, I was like, all right, go have fun, you know. And then it was just, I stopped myself. I was like, whoa, holy shit. Yeah, because she didn't even know me that well. She would have thought that it was...
Did she notice?
I don't think she even noticed. Yeah, I think the guys that were sitting were laughing. They're like, fuck, that was close. Jesus, but they realized it was a reflex. I was doing it to everyone.
That would be the best... That would be the funniest Me Too. Yeah. Like, if you got canceled because of that...
Yeah. You could try, you sons of bitches.
Pantelis is a fucking molester. What did he do? He smacked someone in the ass before they went on stage.
Break a leg.
Yeah.
So that's I think Poseidon. Yeah. I'm curious who came up with this story because he didn't react. We couldn't notice that he grazed it, and she didn't react.
Yeah.
So is this like an after the fact? Someone.
Can you play it again so we can see it? Like now we know it's a blonde girl to see if she reacts.
No, it's not even the blonde girl. It's the girl behind her.
Oh, this is the story. The plot thickens.
Yeah, you guys didn't notice.
No, I did not notice. Make it big. We're going to do the instant video replay.
All right.
Let's see this.
And now he's getting ready. Grab those titties. Yeah.
The second
one. It's the blonde girl.
It's the blonde girl.
No. No, guy, you guys are getting it all wrong.
When you showed us the screen, the screen grab, it was the...
Blonde girl.
It was the blonde
Look,
girl.
If it's the one in the back, thing. It's even more excused because he was pulling his hand back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's more excused. That's fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is this?
And that's for her bladder control and her piss is red.
Is that for her period?
No, yeah, I think it's bladder control. Bladder control.
It's a Google ad.
No, we know
it's for fuck's sake, I gotta reload the
okay.
page.
Okay. Did the basketball player grab that guy's dick too? That man is trying to save a dog in a well in the back.
Is that Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Bro, I hate the fucking ads, bro.
So why do you keep refreshing? Every time you refresh, there's a new series of ads.
The other thing was with a bunch of firefighters. This that we want to see the tit grab.
I know, but if you keep refreshing, isn't it going to give you new ads?
Touché, sir.
Yeah. Like if you refresh, you're just going to keep restarting the ads, you dickhead.
I'm not sure that's true. Refresh it. Just
no, no. Hold on. Away. Come on. What is it? Expedia. Fuck them.
Yeah, and
make it full screen.
Okay, so this is it again. This is it.
Okay, it's not that. What?
Yeah, look.
Yeah, right there. That's the first girl, the blonde girl.
No, it's this one. It's this one. Look, they're saying it's this one that she grabbed.
But who's saying it's that one? Because like, look at the replay. Look, he's pulling it back. No, bro, yeah, he avoided her completely. What are you talking about?
That's the first.
That's a blonde.
You can't be this dumb. You see, you're the reason. You're the reason why a poor defenseless black guy is going to get arrested because of dumb people like you. They're gonna be like, okay, who's part of this case? This black man guilty. Like, well, you haven't seen the video. I know. I've seen enough. No, he was he was probably trying to tap her. Yeah, he wasn't even looking.
I'm gonna defend this man. This was not on purpose.
I will go to hell and back for this man. I defend him. I never met him. I could be wrong. He could be out there squeezing tits on the daily. But right now I defend him. Cause that could have been me. That's the kind of wacky shit I do. High fiving people
exactly,
in the face.
You know? Yeah. Bro, like how many times have you gone for a handshake and the person does a fist bump and you accidentally
deck them? You grab their tit instead?
No. Besides, how many times have you gone in for a handshake and accidentally jerk a dude off?
I knew you were gonna say that.
You go in for a handshake, but you stay for the hand job.
Yeah. I went in for the shake, I stayed for the job. It is what it is.
Shit, how does this happen? Oh,
the guy's like, can you stop? No, I'm committed. All right, well, that's number one. What's number two? Because that wasn't that important for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a non-story. That was you accusing a black man of something he didn't do.
Yeah. Just look,
first of all, I did not accuse any black man of anything. Okay. I am not.
You did, though.
I'm
we have a replay.
Okay. But like, because the real news, bro, it's a little bit depressing.
Okay, so what's the other second and third thing that you had to tell us?
Okay, the other one is, hold on, I'll find
it. What do you think? We asked you for Putin updates. We just asked you, what did you want to tell us? Because we got tattoo stories to get to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a few tattoo stuff too. Hold on.
Very, very annoying.
Turn off Speedy Gonzalez over here. All right. this guy.
What? So let me ask you a question. You can be honest with us.
Yeah.
Do you have a deal? Are you sponsored by the New York Post?
All of your stories are
I feel like you live on the New York Post.
No comment.
Do you are you aware that there are other websites out there?
Okay, the reason why I have the New York Post and I pull stories from them is because they're easily accessible. They write stories that are kind of wacky, like just
it's called
shit.
Sensationalism.
Are other like news websites that complicated to find the stories?
No, you can't navigate. You can't navigate the BBC website. No, you keep going the wrong BBC site.
Well, because everything's about the war in Ukraine, bro. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
My boyfriend found a dead body under my house while working on plumbing. This isn't even a story.
Yeah. And it just means there was a dead body under their house.
Yeah, just found a crazy,
dude,
bro.
Dude, this is Canada.
A house. It's a fucking, like...
It's a shanty. Dude, why would we be impressed? Do you realize we're in Canada? Yeah. There are bodies of dead children everywhere.
If you told
there are bodies of dead native children under every building.
Show me that house.
It's
like,
a mobile
if you
home.
Asked me how many dead bodies are under that house,
eight.
No one would say one.
Here's what's weird is in this story, she's like, she smelled something dying, right?
It's her relationship.
A man found a dead body underneath his girlfriend's home while doing some plumbing work. Tracy Dudes of Pennsylvania thought a dead animal was causing the foul smell, as she could never have imagined it was a rotting corpse.
Do you know what it is? I'm sure this lady just wanted to brag to her neighbors that she has indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
What?
She was like, my husband was working on the plumbing.
Yeah, and she kept saying it. She's like, them new pops.
So her boyfriend came out and he's like, you're not going to believe this. There's a dead body under there. She's like, what the fuck? But then they say that it's been decomposing for a while. Like it's to the bone.
So either someone hid the body down there or someone was looking for warmth by hiding under the house and ended up dying.
Yeah.
I think because it's a mobile home.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she ran somebody over years ago and didn't notice.
Oh, because it's a mobile home, you think the house moved over somewhere?
She uses that car to get her groceries.
Okay, and he didn't decompose until now.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Because it's winter.
Yeah.
She hit him fucking October 8th.
Thank God you're using logic.
But look, the body decomposed so much. Look, they unearthed the bones. They can't tell if it's a man or a woman.
Okay, but that's good. This is the kind of time we live in. Nobody can tell the difference. Yeah, ask NCAA swimmers.
They would have had to ask.
I knew you were going to tag that.
I'm just saying, that is a progressive corpse. I like what I'm hearing. No bigoted horses. Good.
Corpses, the manner of the death hasn't been determined. So, like, bro, this corpse has been rotting under there for the longest fucking time. I don't think that's what she smelled. Like, nothing makes sense.
How does it not make sense? Oh, you think the corpse didn't smell anymore? She smelled something else?
Yeah.
You think her boyfriend's fart led to them finding a dead body?
Maybe. But if it's down to the bone, bro, that stopped smelling a while ago, bro. You know what I mean? And if it wasn't, like, how long did you go living there with a smell without investigating?
That raises even more. If you live in a house that looks like that, you're not investigating anything.
Yeah.
You're just happy to have a roof over your head.
Yeah. You make a good point, Mike.
Yeah, if you're living in that house, someone was probably investigating you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had to run away.
Yeah. And she's a woman. Maybe she got a new boyfriend. She's like, there's been this smell over the past 5 years.
I don't think the smell lasts that long. Maybe a couple of months. Remember here with the dead rats, the smell in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
It lasted like a few months.
Yeah, my dad had a dead mouse or rat in his wall, and it smelled for maybe 6 months.
Us, it was a problem because Poseidon would destroy that bathroom, and we legitimately couldn't tell the difference, for real, for the longest time, if it was him or a dead mouse, and sometimes people would confuse the two. They'd be like, oh, c'est Poseidon. It's like, no, that's the mouse. Okay. But other times, it would be him. Yeah, he's brutal in that bathroom. He's committed more war crimes in that bathroom than Putin has done this entire war.
Goddamn right.
All right, we'll let you get your third one out, and then we'll resume.
The third one is just Arnold Schwarzenegger that made the...
Oh, we don't care. We're not even going to your third one.
Okay, so we're not going to go to that. Okay, no. I'll just close the page then.
Those were the three important things that you didn't want us to miss out on. I'm going to tell you right now, none of them was important.
Well, they weren't important, but they were stuff that we could, they were fun to talk about.
Mike, you ever get tattooed that you regret? Do you regret any tattoos?
I did. I have a tattoo that I used to regret. I got a tribal tattoo in the 90s on stage.
What tribe are you from?
I'm the a tribe that has a lot of alcohol. But I did a show. I was hosting a show, and I was like, "Fuck! I'll get tattooed on stage. It'll be funny. I'll do stand up as I'm getting tattooed," which is a horrible fucking idea.
Yeah, that is.
Because you can't fucking. You can't, you know.
Were you under the influence when you came up with that idea?
Not even. But the guy, like, I was like, and I asked the audience what they wanted me to get a tattoo of. And then people were yelling shit, and someone yelled, get a tribal tattoo. So I figured this will be easy. I'll get the guy just to do the contour, and then I'll go in the next day. He'll fill it in. And then the next day I went in, and, you know, the day after a tattoo, you have scabs and shit. And he was like playing in the scabs. So it's just a disgusting tattoo. And it's a tribal tattoo. Like, I look like I like Pamela Anderson way too much.
Yeah, a lot of the 90s was people getting random tribal tattoos.
Yeah. Like you look like a Kid Rock fan, or so a couple of years ago, but I didn't want to get rid of it since I got it done on stage, because I like the story of that. So I got a tattoo. I got this tattoo was awesome in 1996.
Oh, that's what that's for.
That's
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah, and then I got a certified old school, like a stamp, just to show that it's like a real old tattoo. All of my
Such ridiculous.
tattoos are shitty though.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool though, Mike. I like
Yeah.
the I like what you did around it after as well, you know?
Yeah, I dressed it up. It's like if I had
Poseidon, that
a
was great. You were like an interviewer from the 90s. You're like, I like what
Yeah.
you've done with the place. I like what you did around it as well.
No, because he took something like you took a street hooker and basically turned it into a high-end escort, as we did with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that turn.
Yeah.
Like he just realized, like, holy fuck, it's true.
And I have another tattoo that I got when I got a tattoo when I was 11 or 12. I got it in Quebec City, and I was with my friend. I don't know. This was grade six, so I was really young. I was with my friend Pat, and we were talking. We saw a guy with a tattoo, and we were like, "Who the fuck gets a tattoo?" And we were making fun of people with tattoos. We were like, "Tattoos are disgusting," and I never want a tattoo. And then we started talking about tattoos for the whole sixth grade, and then the summer, and then right before we went to high school, we're like, "Okay, we should get a tattoo." And I Googled. In the old days in Quebec City, there weren't any tattoo parlors. So I couldn't Google because Google wasn't around then. So I looked in the yellow pages for tattoo shops. There was none, and then I was like, I'll look in
Do
the
you think
white
maybe they just
pages.
weren't in the yellow pages?
Yeah, they weren't in the yellow pages. And then I was like, I looked in the white pages, and I
What's
saw a guy.
you have to explain the difference.
Yellow pages is like all the business.
And what's the white pages?
White pages is like just civilians.
Okay.
Like just regular people. So, do you guys still have an image, or is it just me?
Oh yeah, it's just he's showing he has you on screen.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, I looked, and there was a guy. His name was like Roger Tattoo, or something. Like his family name was Tattoo.
So you
So
figured
I
you'd call
called
him?
up. Yeah. So I call up, and I go to lady that answers. I go, yeah. Does Roger Tattoo do tattoos? And then she was like, yeah. We're a tattoo place. Come on by. And then so I went by, showed up. And then we showed up like around 5. The man wasn't there yet, so I waited in this man's apartment.
I was on
He had
apartment.
like a baby, he had a couple of pit bulls. He came, and then he asked us what we want to get done, and he had like 2 sheets of paper with tattoos. So we had the choice of like 8 different tattoos. So there was a bulldog, so I picked the bulldog because my dad likes bulldogs. So I figured my dad sees a tattoo, he'll be pissed his little boy got a tattoo. But I'll be like, no, it's a bulldog, and he'll be like, oh fuck, I love
I love
bulldogs.
bulldogs, yeah.
Stupid idea. So I got the bulldog. My friend Pat got the bulldog, and then when the guy was done, we pull our money out, and I had $40 in my hands, and my friend Pat had 25. And I go like, "How much is it?" And the guy was like, "Yours is 40, and his is 25." And I was like, "Okay." And the guy
That's
came like,
a, I don't know if that's a great tattoo place or the
"Yeah,
shittiest fucking thing I
it's a
ever heard."
shitty." And I was like, "Yeah, but we have the same tattoo." And he was like, "I'll put some color on yours." So he just put one line of red in it. And I remember, like, this was the years, like, I was born in 73. So this was like 84. So this was like during the AIDS period that everyone was worried about sharing needles and shit. So he tattoos my friend Pat. And then he starts going to tattoo me. And I'm like, are you going to use the same needle? And he goes, "Quit being a fag." And then he kept on
Jesus Christ.
tattooing me. And I was like, "God damn, he's gonna give me AIDS," and he
Well,
called me a fag.
what are the odds that your little friend had AIDS?
Yeah, no, I knew my friend didn't have AIDS, but I figured
Your
if he didn't use a new needle for between me
friend
and
now has
Pat,
AIDS, yeah.
yeah, my friend has AIDS. I didn't get anything, and it's a yeah, still have the tattoo. When I got it done, it was here, and now it's up on my shoulder because I was so little
Oh, you were
and my
growing.
skin,
Yeah.
yeah, my skin moved.
I think people still get shitty, like they go to tattoo places that are not real tattoo places. Because when I was in video games, because a lot of people do this, they get tattoos in languages that are not their native language because they like it. And a guy was trying to brag to me because he got his name here in Greek letters, but it wasn't his name at all.
Oh, what was it?
He thought it wrote Michael, but it wrote Nikolaos, which is Nick, Nicholas. And I would ask, I go, are you 100% sure you told him Michael? He's like, yeah. I go, that says Nikolaos. And I'm trying to tell him, I go, look, it's the same N. Like, it's some of the letters are like the same. So you could tell that it's not that. And he was just in full panic. He didn't know what to do.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
And it has another man's name. He has Nick on his shoulder. His name is Mike.
You figured, like, if you want to get your name tattooed in Greek and you have friends that speak Greek,
you would ask.
Shouldn't you bring one of your friends with you?
Well, we weren't that. We were coworkers. I'm not going to go to a fucking tattoo place with them.
Or just ask that. Go, hey, can you just write Michael in Greek on this piece of paper?
But you know what's fucked up?
And then you write it.
Even if he used Google Translate or something like that, he would have got it more correct. It's almost as if he looked up letters and picked. So I don't know how the fuck this. Or he looked at a photo and took the wrong name by, because it doesn't make any sense. But it's a complete different name. He wrote Nikolaos, and that's Nick. That's Nicholas.
Yeah.
No.
I love whenever I see, like, people, you see them a lot on Google with, like, tattoos with spelling mistakes.
Yeah, that happened. That's the guy I'm telling you, I considered a spelling mistake. He fucked it up. I don't know if I haven't seen the guy in years. I don't know if he redid it or did something over it or some shit. But at the time, he had another man's name on him.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's rough, but it's not the worst. The worst is if you get a fucked up tattoo on your back that the image they showed you was nice, but the reality sucks because you can't even see it. And then everyone snickers when they look at it. That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. How often are you going to look at it?
I had a friend that had a album cover put on his back in the 80s. But he didn't, like, there are a lot of bands from the 80s that stood the test of time. But I forget what band he picked, but it wasn't one of those. like it wasn't a band that you remember. So if you see him now, it just looks like he has bad artwork with a weird name.
Oh, it's not recognizable.
It's a band that even like, I was asking someone this summer, I was like, what was the name of the band? And then he told me the name and I was like, no, it was a band. And he goes, yeah, that is a band. It was like, I don't know, like a Voyager.
Well, I knew at a time, I knew people that were getting either brands at one point, which I thought was dumb at the time, but I haven't seen anyone since. Yeah. Like, I don't know how it looks.
Like they get like Gucci.
Gucci, Nike. I remember seeing it and had the swoosh. I saw a girl that did Bubbly Juicy, like on top of her, like a tramp stamp Juicy, because she would wear clothes that would write that. I was like, there's no, like this is so dumb. Because
what if you can't get that?
Yeah, especially let's say the brand doesn't exist anymore or you don't like it, something happens. And what are you going to, like, it's just so stupid. And also, they're not paying you for it. Like, I'm not going to get an Adidas logo on me. Yeah. Maybe I'll get this ABBA and Preach logo. Who knows? But I wouldn't get, it's fucking ridiculous to put like Nike on you and people were doing it. They like the swoosh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
do you have any, Poseidon, any tattoos you regret?
No.
You don't regret any of them?
No, I have one tattoo. Well, my tattoo started as three parts. I was 15 years old when I got my first tattoo. It was a cross with my mom's initials in it.
Okay.
The reason why I put my mom's initials in it is because I'm going to love my mom's forever, right? It's kind of like the I heart mom tattoo type shit.
Yeah, because else no one would know. I would assume you wouldn't love her if you didn't put a tattoo.
No, but the reason...
If you only had a cross, I'd be like, why does he hate his mom?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought, 100%.
What a dick.
But at 15, the reason why I got it was at the time, my mother was still stronger than me at the age of 15.
She used to beat the shit out of you.
I knew she was going to beat the shit out of me, so I kind of put the initials as like a deterrent from the beating.
So you just outed yourself. That you don't love your mother forever. You just love not getting beat up.
No, because I love my mother. I'm like, you know, I thought, plus it's going to prevent me from getting a beating. So two birds, one stone.
Imagine the tattoo guy's like, yeah, I want a cross. And my mom's initials. He's like, that's beautiful, man. What did she die of? probably a heart attack when she sees it.
The funny thing is, after whenever I'd show it, people would ask me, what is it? I'm like, oh, it's my mom's initials. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. Like,
yeah, bro, but you burn a cross too. It's such
and it's a cross,
Just
you should have put it on a tombstone.
Yeah, like put a tombstone.
If you thought I was stupid now, you should have gotten a load on me at the age of 15, bro.
You should write in loving memory of my mom, who's still alive.
I just still like remembering things.
Yeah. She remembers stuff too.
Yeah. But didn't you get an angel on there too and stuff?
Oh, but then, so then after what I did was I added the Greek key under the cross with the words Molon Lave.
Come get some.
Yeah. It's an ancient Greek saying at the bottom.
It's not an ancient Greek saying. It was
ancient Laconian. With your mom. Like, come get some, and then your mom. Come get some of your mom.
If you wanna break it down literally, it says come and get them. Okay. It was what the Spartans told the Persians when the Persians said, drop your weapons. Yeah. Don't fight. And they said, oh, you want their weapons? Come and fucking take them from them. Come and take them.
Okay.
Come and take them from us.
Yeah, so I like that, like, kind of attitude, that kind of like fuck yourself attitude. So that's why I liked it. And the Greek key is, you know, the Greek key. It goes all around the arm, and then I decided to fill it all in with an angel. I think it was
with an angel, because when you're gonna put someone's initials across, the only thing that's missing is an angel to show people that the person who's on your arm with a cross and an angel is not dead.
No. So
makes sense.
No, it's I think it's Archangel Michael, and instead of holding a spear, he's holding a shield, basically, so she's always protected and shit.
Okay.
It does seem like something you would put if someone died.
Yeah, everything about that makes it look like she died.
I know that, but I didn't know what else to put. I needed something.
Non-death related stuff.
No, but I had the cross, but then I was like,
the cross is death related. First of all, the cross was only death.
Well, no, that's tombstone, bro.
Look, what are you talking about? What do you think the cross was about? People would get crucified.
You can interpret it as like, I hope my mother's always protected for the sacrifices she's always done.
How can you interpret it like that? That's odd.
Because you know, crazy. She sacrificed a lot raising my brothers and I.
So shouldn't you have just written, thank you, mom?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that would have been nice, yeah.
I hope you never die.
I got one. Employee of the month, but your mom's photo.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Why? That's amazing. She's the employee of the month every month in that house. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then she says, what the fuck is that? You go, this is you. You're the employee of the month.
But it's a really well done tattoo. It's really nice.
The new one or the original one? Which piece?
The original one too is nice.
Show us. I know you're getting ready. Yeah. I know you want to pop your shirt off. He's like Mac from the early It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Any excuse to pop your shirt off. He's like, you should I pop my shirt off? Like, God damn it. No, this is a meeting.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it was that big because all I see is the bottom.
The bottom.
Part.
Yeah. It's big.
Do you want to? Yeah. And do a full screen. Yeah. Take the shirt off.
At this point, I mean.
And do a full screen. And can we put sexy music?
Go full screen, Poseidon, so we can see you. You're not full screen. You're just on the bottom.
Yeah.
There he is.
And then Malone
Lave
is over here.
So just a random series of things. So he's basically telling an angel, come and get my mom.
Okay. Yeah, so I see the cross. I see the angel. And the angel is it supposed to be paler, or it's just because it's different ink?
Sorry? He's white. He's dead, Mike. It's a ghost.
Yeah, the angel is paler. Is that because it's dead?
What?
The angel seems like really pale compared to the cross.
What do you mean it's pale?
It's pale, like how I am. It's pale.
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
It's not as dark.
Oh, yeah. Maybe because... I get a tan in the summer.
Makes sense.
That makes total sense. You get a tan. The angel doesn't. That's so stupid. Why would the angel get a tan?
It's up to the shoulder. It's closer up to the shoulder, right? So like,
okay.
I wear shirts. My tan takes like all year to leave. So like my thighs are lighter than my legs. You know what I mean?
You mean your thighs are lighter than your calves?
Yeah, my calves. Yeah, there you go.
I like picturing that his thighs and his legs are in two different parts of his body.
Yeah, the way he said it, everyone is like a hamster. Like,
does he have two little thighs on his belly?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can't wait to get some sleeves done. I always wanted to get sleeves, but yeah, I was avoiding it for years.
I want to do sleeves as well.
You just have to continue, no? On yours?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Are you going to redo your tattoos and put color in them?
Nah, I don't like that much color on tattoos.
Okay, I mean, I like full blown color, high end. I don't like it to look just black and white. If it's gonna be big, yeah, I want it to pop.
I like it primarily black and white, and then a little bit of accents of color. Like in the cross, there's a rose and a leaf. Well, there's a rose, and the rose is red, and the leaves are green. So there's a bit of color. There's like a bit of accent.
Were the
like
skies gray though?
What do you mean?
Like, if the leaves are brown, are the skies gray?
No, the leaves are green.
Ah, interesting. They should be brown.
Why?
So then you can have a gray sky.
What?
It's normally what you would tattoo if you spent time in LA.
Are you saying the lyrics of a song?
You know we're running on you. This is a test. This is MK Ultra.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is MK Ultra 64. That's what's happening right now. This is low-end mind control. Did you know about that? Because we're talking about tattoos. Did you know, Mike, that MK Ultra? You know they were running shit at McGill University back in the day.
That was acid, right?
Yeah, they were testing shit with people's minds. They were brainwashing people. And there was a few notable people that were part of it. One of them was Charles Manson.
Yeah, fucking, he's the.
Yeah, and they were the McGillians weren't monitoring him, but the CIA was monitoring him, and they knew that he was starting a cult, and they were down for it. Like, let's see how far this fucking goes.
Yeah, I'm listening to that book there.
Chaos.
Yay.
It's a good book.
Well, wacky shit.
Who, was there anyone in the McGill study that turned out famous?
I can't remember. People? The only part I remember about McGill was that it's, I forgot why they did in Canada, but it was very hush-hush. Like, it's completely legal, the shit we were doing to people. Mm. I say we as if we're part of that, but we did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the news that I have for you guys regarding mind control. I'm not saying mind control works, but they tried it. Manchurian
That's
candidate.
That's a good thing to be a part of, though. Like, for if you're a young kid that likes to take drugs, and they're gonna pay you to try acid.
They did it to the Unabomber.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
He was part of that too.
All right.
He turned out. You know how much they? You ever seen the show on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, dude! How they fuck with him when they're like they wrote fake letters that was coming from his mom. And they were calling him a failure, and they're like, no, we're just testing him. And they were destroying the guy mentally.
God damn.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. The CIA, bro, a bunch of sons of bitches.
But that's not mind control. That's like...
That's just hurtful.
That's manipulation.
That's being a dick.
Yeah, it's just what we do.
How? Yeah. So you're saying that we're doing
MK Ultra 64, baby!
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. We're doing it. Also, because you said Netflix, you being a vegan... That show everyone's asking you about Bad Vegan because you're a vegan. First of all, you're the only Bad Vegan. I don't like them taking your title. That should have been the name of your next special. Bad Vegan and you choking people. I saw it to completion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I
wasn't able. Is it good? Does it get good?
I'll give you the review. This is the review of it in one sentence. Tinder swindler in New York. That's it.
Okay.
That's what it is. She was swindled by a fat man. And just like in Tinder Swindler, I believe this is all her fault. I don't mind the lady. She seems nice. Her name is Shawarma. She seems very nice.
Is her name Shawarma?
Yeah. That's her name.
That's amazing.
Alec Baldwin was her friend. So she got off lucky. He didn't shoot her in the face. But this is all her fault because the guy
Since
that tricked
she's
her.
She's vegan. Shouldn't she be named like falafel?
She's Latvian. She's Latvian. Okay. It's a Latvian name.
Okay.
Poseidon, bring up Bad Vegan. I Google it just so you know the details. So essentially, some man tricked her. He's this goofy guy. First, he's like, yeah, I'm in black ops. That's why you don't know a lot about me. We're doing secret military shit. We keep you safe at night. You know, that's why you can sleep because I'm up at night. Like crazy person shit, okay? I used to know a guy. I'll tell you that in a second who talked like that.
Bro, her name is Sarma, bro.
Okay, can you hear the difference?
Sarma, not shawarma.
Shawarma. I say it better. I gave her some. You know what I did?
Yeah.
I added some spice. You, he because you're racist.
Appeal.
Yeah, because you hate Arabs. You don't like it. I personally don't mind them.
I'm sorry that I'm interrupting you, but I'm just going to read the description here for people. After marrying a mysterious man who claimed he could make her dog immortal.
That's. I was going to get to that.
That's my move. That's how
I tell ladies.
The ladies.
A vegan restaurateur finds her life veering off the rails.
What a dumb bitch. What a dumb bitch.
It gets even dumber. So again, she gave all her money, but he kept saying, dude, not only he's like, I'll make you and your dog immortal. I know people. That's all it took. She's like, this guy knows people. All right, well, fucking, I know people too. So
you know
she
how,
fell for that.
How stressful of a lie that is, saying your dog is immortal? That means the lie only works until the dog dies.
In her defense, the dog is still alive to this day.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You prove him wrong.
You think it's the same dog, though? Or that fucking psychopath? Because, like, he went to the pet shop and he was like, I need a fucking 9-year-old beagle.
Yeah. I think she had, like, a pit bull. It's still alive. And then he's like, they're after me. Who's after me? There's people since I was young. Because he had a double life in Florida. Like, there's another family that he was living with. He thought since he was young, that's what he was saying, that spirits were after him. So he had to move from place to place. But if they're spirits, like, they know where you're moving to. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's so stupid. And the fact that she fell for it, I was like, this is your fault, you dumb bitch. This is your fault.
And aren't spirits attached to, like, an object of the location or some shit?
Yeah, all that is dumb.
I don't think spirits, there are that many rules. That must suck. If you're a spirit, you're like, finally, I'm a spirit. They're like,
follow the rules.
You have to stay next to that stick.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And also, Poseidon, think about it. You're a spirit. You can go everywhere. You're going to follow this fat guy around.
Obviously not.
You're gonna follow Pamela Anderson or some shit, bro. You're not gonna follow this piece of shit.
Fucking right, bro. I'm always gonna be in the corner jerking off.
And even in the beginning, he had a fake name for like. She found out it wasn't even his real name, and then she found his real name and found out he was a criminal. And she's like, "That's not a deal breaker." Like the signs were there, you dumb bitch.
I knew a guy like that. I actually signed with a guy like that years ago. A production deal for my first tour. It was a guy. His name. I found out his name wasn't even his real name. He went under the name Nicolas Mathieu. And he told me that he had made his money on internet casinos. He pretended that he had an internet casino on some island like Turks and Caicos or some bullshit. And he looked like he had a shit ton of money. But apparently it turned out he didn't really have any money. It's just his dad was kind of rich.
Oh.
So he'd just spend his dad's money. And he'd buy stuff with his dad's money. And then when he'd run out of money, he'd everything would get seized. And then he'd ask his dad for a bailout. And he did this like a couple of times. And when he had signed me, he told me, he was like, okay, I'm going to produce your show. And then he was like, but don't do any bar shows for a while. And this was like in the 90s. And I was like, well, I have to work. And he was like, no, but don't do any shows. I'll give you, how much do you want? Like, how much would it cost for you to not do shows anymore? And I was like, give me $800 a week cash and I won't do shows. So he gave me $800 a week for like a year to not do shows. So I just hang out with my friends and we'd go to bars and I had just $800 a week in the 90s, which was like fucking like $2,000 a week now. And then, like, I did that for a couple of months, and I was like, hey, I'm going to, like, I got to do shows.
I got to practice.
I'm going to be, yeah, I got to practice. And then he was like, no, no, no. So I'd do, like, secret shows that I wouldn't tell him. Like,
obviously.
I'd do just little shows just to keep going. And then finally, when I realized he didn't have any money, I left. He had signed everyone. He had signed Rashid. He had Rashid. He had me. He had a bunch of comics. And then turns out he was married to, like, he had a wife, but he was married to another lady. So he had two wives. So he never even went to Turks and Caicos. He'd tell, like, the Laval wife, I'm going to Turks and Caicos. And then he'd go to the Montreal wife.
Oh.
And then when he'd go back to Laval, he'd pretend like he was going down to do business.
Holy shit. I've always wondered people who do that, how hard it is to have two full families, like two different lives.
The one I knew, they weren't legally married in Canada because he had married her in Turks and Caicos.
And he brought her over.
Yeah, and then, but no, she was a Montreal girl. But he had told her, let's get married on the island. It'll be more romantic. But he only did that because he was already married in Canada.
This guy's a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I didn't want to forget. You know about how people who they'll just bullshit for no reason. So you know how I have to say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
So my mom's 50 times worse. 50 times worse. She'll just a stranger. She'll be like, nah. And like she'll just say it. She's like, nah. I think that's stupid. It doesn't matter what it is. She's gonna say it. So there's a guy, a family friend that we had. She hadn't seen him in years, and this was back in the day when she had to go to the Jewish General Hospital. So he was out in front. This was years ago. He was out in front, and he was working the parking lot. You know, in front, like you could park, like they tell you where to go, and there was like a front parking lot before they had redone it. And she sees him there. She's like, oh shit, you know, you're here. How's it going? They're talking. And then right away, he sees her, and he looks around. He's like, shh. She's like, well, what are you fucking shush me? I'm outside. You don't need to shush me. You know, my mom's like me, you know? She's like, well, what are you? Don't shush me. And then he's like, stop. It's I'm working here. It's top secret. She's like, what do you mean it's top secret? I could see you're the parking guy. He's like, no. He goes, it's something else. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, you ever heard of 9/11? She's like, yeah. He's like, you ever heard of Osama bin Laden? She's like, yeah. That's all I can say. I'm just keeping you safe. I was like, are you fucking insane? I was like, yeah. She goes, you're the parking guy. You're not a fucking FBI guy. What are you talking about? He was trying to pretend like he was like a secret agent. He's like, just keeping you safe. And she's like, fuck, right. I hate him. It's like, I want to kill him.
Yeah, I can't believe those people like think that that works.
You're going to see them again.
Keeping you safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in 8 years, you'll be like, God damn, this parking lot is very safe.
She made fun of him like 2 or 3 months later when she walked in again. She had seen him. I remember what joke she said, but she said something of the sort. She's like, you keep me safe from people that aren't parking in the right place. Something like that. Like she wrecked him, yeah. Like, I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, what a dummy.
I'm here.
I guess it's just having no confidence, right?
Okay, so I've always wondered this. When you go that far into the bullshit, is it no confidence or you're so confident in your bullshitting ability? Because you have to be confident in your bullshitting ability. That's insane bullshit.
Yeah. I think
that's lunatic bullshit.
To that level, that's like you've got issues, bro.
Yeah, that's lunatic. That's borderline. You're like if the wrong person bullies you, you're gonna shoot someone.
Yeah, that's like next. Yeah, that's next level shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever had? You know, it sucks too. Like if you're with a group of people and there's one guy that's a fucking bullshitter.
And then you have to play along.
Say something? No, and everyone thinks you're a liar too.
Oh yeah.
I was doing years ago a festival in Europe, and the guy, like I've never done cocaine. I'm not a drug guy. And I was telling the festival people, I was like, yeah, I get paranoid even with weed, so I've never done coke. I'd never do coke. And they're like, really? That's surprising. We thought you would have tried coke. I was like, no, I'm not a coke guy. I'd never do coke. And then the guy at the table next to me, there was this huge coke head who had lost his business because of coke and everyone knew. He was like, I've never done coke either. And then I was like, you motherfucker.
You're making
everyone me. Everyone knows you're a coke head. And now you're making me look like a fucking liar like you.
But a lot of drug addicts are like that. I have a lot of friends that are, you have a conversation with them and they just won't. They'll be like, I lost this because this guy fucked me over. He's like, you sure it wasn't the drug addiction?
Yeah.
That's why you lost your wife. That's why you lost the house. He's like, nah, it was just bad luck. This guy fucked me. That guy fucked me. The drugs fucked you. You spent all your money on drugs.
Thing I've noticed, people that don't drink or do drugs seem to get fucked over way less.
Is that what you're...
Yeah, I've noticed that. It might be though that because you know when you're drunk or stoned, you make really bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So and then you might get fucked over once, but 90% of it is just you fucking buying $400,000 worth of cocaine that fucked you over. But I don't know.
Yeah, if you're sober, but yeah, if Poseidon's been sober most of his life, he still got fucked over a bit.
Nothing life ruining. Like I think people get fucked over on the regular every day for like little shit. You know what I mean? But like anything that'll ruin your life, that's rare, man. You know what I mean? Like I think Mike's right. You got to be like heavily into drugs and shit.
Yeah, I had a friend that got kidnapped twice in Brazil, and I was like, "Who the fuck gets kidnapped twice in Brazil?" And he was like, someone looking for cocaine. And I was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, because the first time, I'll let it slide. I'll be like, that's a sad situation. Second time, it's your fault.
Yeah.
I don't play that shit. Poseidon, like, yeah, go on.
The people getting fucked over, like getting kidnapped like that, that you hear in those news stories, that's like super fucking rare.
Yeah.
Like that people getting kidnapped?
Yeah, that's like super fucking rare.
I was kidnapped once for 2 hours, yeah. Yeah, we spoke about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, I remember. Yeah,
as a kid, and I was just making fun of the guy. What the fuck is this?
You bullied your way out of it.
Well, I don't know if I bullied. He always had the intention, I guess, of bringing me back. It's just I don't think he expected such lip from a young man to make fun of him in front of his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Because he brought me along as proof. He brought me along as proof that I guess he was visiting or he was, I don't remember exactly why the fuck I was there.
He said, "This is my friend."
Oh yeah, you remember. Yeah, he was yelling. So it was, bro, no joke. You know what we're going to do? Well, there's no way I could find the exact house, but we're going to go on Fairmount just so I could see if I could remember which street it was up. It's those Montreal houses, you know, the stairs on the outside. Yeah. So he's on the outside and he's yelling. She's like, "Who the fuck is that in the car? Who the fuck is that?" He's like, "It's my friend. It's my friend." I'm like, "I'm a child. Yeah. I am
you
a kid."
Were what? You were nine about? 11?
Younger than 12. So May, and between, he's like 9, between 9 and 12. Oh, this guy's like 40 years old. This guy was a grown man.
Yeah, that's suspicious, bro. What a weirdo.
The best is when he brought you back at the gym there, Harry, who was working. He's like, "Where'd you go?" And I was like, "Oh, this guy." He started going crazy. Like, "What are you doing? Getting into cars or straight?" And I was like, "Nah, it's cool. This guy's a bitch."
I remember I got into a scrap in high school once. And there was a dude that pulled up with like a white minivan, not a white van, a white minivan. And it was like, "Get in the car," or some shit. Like,
he was yelling at you.
He was bossy.
Oh, that guy had low confidence, bro. Yeah. He didn't even go after the sexy kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I don't remember the story very well, but I think I was in secondary two. I think I was 13. I got into a fight at the bus stop and there was a bunch of kids and shit. And
also, you think it wasn't molestation related. He was just getting revenge.
Oh, it was some guy's dad.
It was some guy's dad. He's like, "Get in the van."
No, I don't think so, because the kid I got into a scrap with was Arab, and the driver of the minivan was black.
So maybe he saw your fighting skills, and he's like, "Dude, this is the kind of guy I want on my team." That was your chance. You were going to get initiated into a street gang.
Yeah, maybe it was Karate Kid shit.
You missed your chance.
Yeah, because you were a big 13-year-old, right?
No, I really became... Well, look, I was a big kid always, but I really gained mass and size, I would say, towards the age of 16, where I got my growth spurt.
Yeah, and yet never gained intellect.
Yeah, intellect. Yeah. Intellect declined.
Yeah, it just kept going. The size would go up, the brain go down.
But you think, like, because 13, that's a little old for a pedophile, isn't it? Like, don't pedophiles go after, like, little kids?
And kids that can't fight?
Yeah,
I think you were getting initiated. You were going to be a child soldier.
Maybe. Yeah,
because I remember like my friends were there too, and they're like, "Yo, what the fuck? This is weird." No, bro, I was like, but I was just like, I wasn't going to go out, but I was just like, "Yo, what the fuck? Why are you asking me to go to jump in your car?" You know?
Were you happy that he had chosen you? Were you like, "Oh my god"?
I was just
like,
I was weird. Just, I was still.
He starts standing differently. He's just on the bus stop, like, "Yeah, guys, it's just." It's just another day in the life of me. Oh, another car. Are they honking? Because of me. Yeah.
Nah, because I was fucked up from the fight, so I was confused as to why he stopped and why he was asking me to get in his car. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Do you think? I think it's probably because he wanted to go molest other kids, and since you're big,
you can hold him down.
To hold them down. So you hold them down, I'll jerk their cocks.
Here's the deal. We're going to promise those kids candy. You're going to hold him down while I bang him, and then you get to eat that candy.
Yeah.
Two birds, one pedophile stone.
Yeah, and that's how you got your growth spurt from all that candy.
Yeah, it's mostly Snickers.
Yeah.
How'd you get so tall? Mars. That's Mars bars.
I used to eat a lot of meats.
My mother
used to make like very healthy food as well. I
eat that cock meat sandwich.
I'd have meats and creams.
Yeah, a lot of creams. You used to have to clean my face a lot.
Because I would eat super shit, but I would also eat super healthy. So it was like a combination of both. Because at home, I'd eat like lentil soup, you know, like healthy soups and shit, spinach soup.
Who was putting all the shit in your food?
No, like, there was no actual shit. It's like a way of speaking, you know what I mean? It's a manière de dire, as they say.
And shit.
And shit, yeah.
So you were just basically eating everything.
Yep.
Yep. That's yeah. There you go. So you could have ended it with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because eating like healthy, plus eating garbage, the healthy part doesn't count anymore.
I'm straight. Yeah, exactly. I'm straight. I bang girls, guys, animals. I'm straight, bro.
Yeah. I'm straight. I'm a dude.
Yeah. I'm a regular dude.
But yeah, but I remember I think I discovered poutine at the age of 14.
I discovered it.
Well, like I think
it existed before that.
It existed before that, but like I had never tried poutine because visually it didn't look visually appealing to me.
When
I tried, I was like, yo, this is some of the best fucking cardiac arrest I've ever tasted in my life. And then I gained even more weight. Yeah, I was a fat. I remember the Pillsbury cookie dough.
Oh yeah,
started looking like him.
Fatter. But I would take that whole roll and I would spread it on one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about this. Yeah, you made one big cookie.
Yeah, one big cooking show. I'd make one giant cookie, but I'd eat the whole thing, bro. So I was like, yeah, I'm only having one cookie.
What was your mom thinking? She was like, I don't know what to do with them.
Well, she would come back from work and she would see the Pillsbury cookie dough missing. She was like, what happened? I ate. So she would hide shit from me.
Did you ever come up with like excuses so she doesn't think you're eating stuff?
Never.
So you were just...
Well, I would say stuff like I shared with my brothers. Don't worry about it. You know, we ate them. But like my brothers...
Would starve
like,
to death.
Yeah, they were
skinny.
Fucking 90 pounds.
Yeah, they were all
Is that skinny. Why they're so thin? Because you ate all the food?
I would eat everything. Bro, when my brothers were like really young, like, 5, 6 years old, you know, I'll tell them, yo, you want me to help you finish your food faster? I have this cool trick, you know, and I would trick them. And then the trick was you eat it? And then I'd grab the plate from them and continue eating their food. And then they'd freak out. Like, ah! No, that's not what I meant. Yeah.
And they would fall for that same gag repeatedly? It's their fault.
No, they fell for it once, twice here and there, but then about the third time.
They're like the ladies in the Tindler Swindler.
Yeah. Tindler Swindler, that's it. That's who your brothers are.
Yeah.
They're going to get swindled by some Jewish guy soon. It's going to happen.
I was a fat kid, and then I lost most of it when I went boxing. I took boxing lessons and shit.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of, like, 2 hours of cardio every day, basically, because of boxing, and I melted.
Yeah, and you kept it off ever since.
No, then I got bloated, and the bloat stayed.
Well, you lost weight last year. By the way, I can't congratulate you on your weight loss. I can't do that because you gained 157 pounds in 3 months. But I could congratulate you on your quitting smoking. Good job, Poseidon. You still have not touched a cigarette in, what is it, a month now?
2.5 months.
2.5 months.
Yeah.
And Poseidon was chain smoking. It's not easy what he's doing.
No.
You were smoking for like $1,000 a month, right?
No, well, pack a day. So $15 a day.
So $450 a month. So
yeah, there you go.
You've saved like $1,500 almost already.
Yeah. Fuck, I didn't even notice.
What have you done with all those savings?
Well, I put them on the side. You know, I pay bills and shit.
You could have invested them. I say you invest them in like a big tobacco company.
So were you not...
Can you imagine? I went from losing to winning.
Were you not paying your bills while you were smoking?
No, I was, but I was always kind of tight, you know, because I was always buying smokes.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't. Yeah, the pandemic was rough on everyone, you know. But I was kind of tight. But now I'm like less tight.
Now you're loosey-goosey.
Now I'm saving. Yeah, I'm not strapped for cash as much.
Because of
you don't think about it, but like $15 a day every day.
That's a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, $450 a month is like a car payment, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's true. You can upgrade your vehicle. You could get a shitty apartment off island.
Yeah, like 3 hours away.
Bro, plot twist. Yeah. You get a shitty apartment in Kahnawake, and you store your cigarettes there.
Yeah.
No, but I feel way better. I feel way better physically, mentally, psychologically, everything. There's also the
what about spiritually?
What do you mean spiritually?
How do you feel spiritually?
Good, I guess.
I don't know why that didn't upgrade. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not great. What do we got to do to get your spirit level up?
Well, I don't think I'm a very spiritual person to begin with.
All right. Well, me and Mike don't want to hear that because we run this cult and we need you to be spiritual.
We are very spiritual.
Yeah. Well, how can we help you tap in to the galaxy, to the universe.
I don't want to tap into it. I'm happy as I am.
Yeah, but you're part of the universe.
It's okay, bro. I can be part of it unknowingly, bro. I don't give a fuck.
What? Did you think that that made sense to you, or did it make sense in your head? I'm just curious.
It didn't. Come on. But sometimes I'm so clever. Even
let
the
me say words. A couple of more words. Did that work? Poseidon, do you know where we're gonna be on July 22nd, 2022?
Yo, is that the date for the Bell Center?
It is the date for the Bell Center.
Goddamn right, we're gonna be at the motherfucking Bell Center because Mike's gonna have his.
That is low budget. I'm gonna cut you right there. July 22nd, 2022. Just Laughs presents Mike Ward, Suze Kut live at the Bell Center. It is the largest ever in the history of mankind live podcast in front of an audience of almost 20,000 people. I think we could run it a little over 20,000 because you could fit more people in since it's just a podcast and you don't have to remove the arena flooring. You can still keep some of those seats. So head over to centrebrag.com. Links are in the description. Join Mike Ward for the greatest podcast event of the summer and of the universe as far as we know it. Until the North Koreans want to compete with us and they fill up one of their goddamn stadiums like they did when they wanted to compete with wrestling, Mike is going to hold the Guinness World Record for largest live podcast ever. So this summer, centrebrag.com. Also, if you're wondering, what is Mike up to these days? Well, Mike is on tour. Mike Ward Noir is touring all over Quebec right now, and sometimes you'll find me on that tour. So Mike Ward Noir tickets are on the website, mikeward.ca. It is probably the best comedy tour happening in Quebec right now, probably in Canada. So if there are spots available in your city, I know it's rare, most of this shit's already sold out, I suggest you buy those tickets. Fun time for you. Fun time for the people you bring with you. MikeWard.ca is the website. Check out Poseidon. Poseidon's online. ThePoseidon69 is his handle on Twitter and on Instagram. You can also find him on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. And you don't think it makes a difference, but I'm telling you, it does make a difference in his ego. He really feels good when people watch him play video games or write to him on Instagram, shit like that. He likes that kind of stuff. Like him, subscribe, follow him. Share your positive vibes with Poseidon. Check me out, pantelscomedy.com. Tour dates and all that shit. Just go on the website. You'll find everything. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of our, I guess, secret shit on Patreon. Because all the other stuff comes out like a month or a couple weeks later. But we have Club Zeus, which is only in French, only on Patreon. We have In Bed with Poseidon, only on Patreon. Pantelis Podcast comes out first on Patreon. The French cast comes out first on Patreon.
You have so much stuff on your Patreon. It's definitely worth it.
Oh, the Patreon, I'll give you that much. For pound, it's one of the highest producing ones out there. And we're still working on new shows. I'm trying to bring some more people on board. So check that stuff out. Thank you guys for listening. And remember, go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.